Calgary Show Services presents the Event Planning Podcast, featuring interviews with industry professionals to help you produce your next event.
All right, welcome to the Event Planning Podcast. I'm here with Kaylee, who's the organizer of a yoga festival in Banff, which happens every May. Yes?
Exactly, yes.
So tell me about the festival.
So it's a locally, locally grown grassroots yoga festival that highlights teachers in the area, so teachers from Banff, and we've incorporated Calgary in the mix as well. And it's all focused on yoga-centered, but the concept of it is sort of to celebrate what's in your backyard and also to help the yoga student, build a consistent yoga practice. But then I tried to bring in fun and into the festival by bringing in really great music.
What about the local businesses? I noticed there was the local business element.
Yes, so we opened up the festival to wellness-focused businesses and had a kind of a trade show, which we call the Yoga Market. And all of those businesses have to be either wellness focused or have to have some sort of organic products. They can be locally sourced products or services that hopefully help to bring in wellness into people's lives in other ways other than yoga.
Why do you think it's important to have consistency in the brand, like between, you know, with the yoga, the wellness, all of this kind of thing in an event?
Well, I think the yoga festival, I mean, I kind of was on the fence with whether I call it a yoga festival versus like a well-being or wellness festival. But I think that because there's lots of yoga in it, and I think that yoga's always been around. And so if I stayed with yoga, like I keep it yoga centered, then regardless of the trends in the fitness and well-being industry, like yoga will always stay constant. And the people that have a practice with yoga, it's usually like a very consistent practice. So I'm not necessarily interested in like the trends in the fitness industry. It's more focused on yoga. And that being said, and with my own experience with yoga, when you start to bring this mindful practice into not just movement, but when you start to bring it into movement, it starts to trickle into other areas of your life too. So like, it made me more aware of what I'm eating, it made me more aware of what I'm putting on my body, and kind of how I'm shopping and how I'm purchasing things. So that's kind of how I thought it was essential to bring in the yoga market into the festival.
I noticed that your Instagram game is pretty strong. Do you make a schedule for your Instagram, or where do you come up with the content? How do you know that it's working? Like, generally, what kind of social media activity are you doing? Or what would you suggest for people who are getting into it to advertise their event?
I think, like, when I was working on my marketing plan and branding, it was really, really important that it was consistent and really methodical, too. So I actually asked for help. So I brought on a friend who I knew was very strong in marketing, and her and I worked on a marketing strategy, and then we actually worked on a marketing action plan. And I think that's where people kind of fail, is that there's no action in the marketing. And so it was more than just selling tickets. It's more about like becoming a resource for people, and a resource for like what's in the area, whose class to go to, who to feature. So for us, it was just about, like, the Instagram is literally just celebrating what we're featuring. And then obviously sometimes, like, we'll put in reminders that there's an early bird ticket deadline and stuff, but also photos being really, really strong image-wise was important for us too.
What are some of the other methods that you're using to market the event?
I think the strongest thing is word of mouth. Like, so it's actually just really, because the people that, like, the biggest marketing is being so strategic with who we bring on. So like, we've gotten, and this, I'm so grateful when I say this, but we've gotten maybe 60 applications from teachers that I had never met or heard of before. And I appreciate that, and that's wonderful, and hopefully one day we'll connect with those people and they can teach. But at this point, I go to every single class. I have a friend or two go to that class as well, and I meet with the teacher. The lineup that's taught before is also like referring me to the teachers, and so it's very the teachers have to be really friendly and warm and also have to have excellence in teaching as well. And then that's that in
and
itself.
Are they becoming representatives for the event and helping to promote it through their kind of reach as well?
Yeah, and I think the main thing for me was actually I didn't even think when I started it, I was really just wanting to celebrate these incredible people in the community, and BAMF specifically, but that were so authentic and humble and just live such a simple life, but were incredible teachers and like influencing people and moving people all the time, and but they would never be the ones to promote themselves. So a lot of the teachers are close friends of mine, and I was so taken back by this, and I was like, if I could create a platform to celebrate these people, and maybe this festival is a stepping stone for their next big endeavor, that would be a huge goal for me. And I think my intention was to give to them in that way, and I think they appreciated that, and so they just naturally shared the information on the festival. Because it is such a collective, I think, and no one's like bringing home major money from it, like I think it's just this collective and collaboration, so people just want to share.
I know the function was in Banff. Were you marketing it to Calgarians? Like, how did you get people to head out there if they weren't already in the area?
Well, what I didn't actually realize, and I initially created the festival thinking like it would be the Bow Valley that would be attending, but I think just the nature of how Banff is going right now, it's Banff's primary tourists are from Calgary and from Alberta and Edmonton, and so they're looking for a reason to get to Banff on the weekends, and I didn't actually know that that would even happen, so it was a huge surprise. And when I was pulling numbers for our other, you know, sponsors and everything, it was really interesting to me to learn that actually most of the people were from Calgary. So knowing that, I learned that towards the end of closer to the festival last year, but that for me was kind of a major motivator in getting more teachers involved. And so, you know, I moved here actually in the last few months of the festival, and just to get to know teachers here and take their classes and kind of feel the community out here and then involve them in the festival.
You mentioned sponsorship. I was wondering what your process was for getting sponsors.
Oh,
like, did you have different levels of sponsorship? Was it giveaway, gift in kind? Was it monetary in exchange for advertising? What kind of format did you use?
I had created sponsorship programs for other events and businesses that I had worked with. So I kind of just used that knowledge, but I created a sponsorship program, almost like a gold, silver kind of sponsorship, but more focused on the names of the mountains based on the size of the mountains in Banff. But being a first year, like, we didn't know how many people would show up. We had an estimate, but so we didn't really get any sponsorship. We got a couple.
Is that because you had to prove like what they were going to get on their end, like,
yeah,
how many people are going to be attending,
exactly,
this kind of thing?
Yeah, we had a lot of more collaborations, like businesses that were willing to just give us a bit of a discount on our first year, which was we wouldn't have been able to function without those discounts. And we had a lot of in-kind, like businesses just wanting to put their name out there, not even knowing how many people would show up. But yeah, a lot of product, a lot of trading, and then also just like a lot of, yeah, we got a lot of support in the first year for sure.
So on account of that, did you know in the first year that you were going to need to measure, have all the metrics ready for the following year? Like, did you actively, you know, mark down how many people attended, how many Instagram likes you got,
yeah,
all of this kind of
totally,
thing? Or is,
yeah,
that something you're going to be doing this year more attentively?
We were asked for that. And we were partnered with Travel Alberta and Banff Lake Louise Tourism. And we had Banff Lake Louise Tourism, their ultimate goal is to bring in traffic into Banff for the smaller businesses. So they had... I had like a stretch goal for them, which we actually ended up achieving. So we had like volunteers at the event counting numbers, and we always took numbers of in the classes and everything, and in the market every hour. And then, yeah, we just created a report that we actually were required to submit to Travel Alberta and to Banff Lake Louise Tourism, which was great because actually, you know,
it kind of made you
made me do it, right?
Yeah,
so that was good.
I see. Mm-hmm. You mentioned volunteers. How did you get volunteers, and what do you think that the volunteer gets out of their involvement?
Yeah, good question. I wanted to make sure that like the volunteer felt like they were attending the festival, so we tried to do it so that like volunteers would basically attend the class, but knowing that if something happened in the class, they were the go-to person. So they would check in people and bring and
greet
people. They're on call, but they're taking the class. So that was one option. Or you could do an 8-hour shift and get the rest of the day at the festival, or do the full day and then get the next day at the festival.
So it was very much the experience of the festival itself.
Totally.
Is what they're trading instead of purchasing a ticket, trading some time.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
And we had people that like I say that, but then I'm thinking of a few volunteers that actually just like volunteered the whole time, and then they got to take classes when they wanted. But people worked so hard. I was so impressed. I didn't know how it would go, like with volunteers, right? Like, you never know who you're getting. But everyone was so grateful to be there, and everyone wanted to give their time and be a part of it, because it was kind of the first for the Bow Valley and for Calgary. So
I had a question and then I got sidetracked.
One interesting thing actually about the Banff, like Banff in general, this year it's the park's 150th birthday, and Canada's too, so all the park passes are free, but regardless, when we planned the festival, we really wanted to be mindful of all different perspectives in Banff, and because I grew up there, I was kind of aware of like the small business perspective. I was aware of like the issues in the town, like parking is a huge issue, congestion in the downtown area is a issue, and then obviously like being a local, sometimes the events that come in, they just congest the town, and it's kind of like it upsets a lot of people. So we were trying to be really, really aware of all those issues. So we now have a shuttle that brings people to all of the different venues, and then we've actually created our schedule so that we end all the programming at like 5 at the main venue, and then it moves to all of our outlet downtown locations. So, and then also in being put in a shoulder, like just on the cusp of a shoulder season, so that it's not as congested all the time.
Oh, that's great. What would you suggest for someone who's just planning their first event? Like something painful that you experienced that they could learn from? I find maybe something that I see is with first-time event planners is a little bit too much ambition about an event. Like they might see the scope of the event much beyond what they should be trying to do,
totally.
Especially for the first one. I don't know if there's anything in particular that you would suggest.
A couple different approaches I had was I really thought long term. So I thought when I was creating everything I was creating, even the emails I would send out, I would think template, so that it was something that I could spend less time on the next year. And that was one thing. When I was brainstorming the idea, I have to often bring myself like back to the ground. So keep it simple is definitely a really important one, but making sure that the event is focused on the experience that the participant or the guest experiences, because that's all that matters. And even your guests are also like who's teaching and the musicians, and I really wanted them to have a really great experience, and I wanted them to feel special, and I wanted the participants to feel special. So that for me was like the driving force.
If you were stranded on a desert island and you could only eat one meal, every meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, that is such a good question and so hard. Okay, either Eggs Benedict or a Buddha bowl.
Bootable?
Yeah, like, do you know what
tofu,
those are? Like tofu, the like tahini
peas,
dressing, all the
stuff.
All the fresh cut veggies and quinoa or like buckwheat or something.
Yeah.
What's
probably
yours?
Survive for a while.
Yeah.
And if people wanted to learn more about the yoga festival, where would they go to find the information?
So banffyogafestival.com. And there should be, we're just releasing our schedule, so there'll be all the information there. We've already released our lineup, and this year our inspiration, our theme is darkness is your candlelight. It's a Rumi quote, and so all of the...
It's a what?
It's a Rumi quote.
Oh.
Yeah, and so all of the discussions are not necessarily like directly related to the theme, but they draw in the kind of like the importance of struggle and hardship and how it's important to like appreciate those moments too. And then also our band this year is Melted Mirror, and they have their music is totally uplifting, but they have this kind of dark darkness to it, and I love them. I'm so excited they're coming. And then our special guests this year are from Montreal. Our special guest teachers are from Montreal. So
nice.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be an awesome event.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with
me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was produced by Andrew Spencer and Chris Benoit. Please join us in 1 month for the next event planning podcast. You can also visit us online at calgaryshowservices.com to join our monthly newsletter for inventory updates and event insights.